Welcome to Audio of Principle, a reading of the teachings of Reverend and Mrs. Moon, known as the true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind. True Mother's Message to United States Youth at the Resurgence Workshop in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hyojung, in the Era of True Mother's Embrace. I love you, my sons and daughters. You are the pure water born by true parents after the 6,000-year history of heaven's providence of salvation and indemnity for mankind. Our Creator, the Heavenly Parent, had a dream and created the world of minerals, plants, and animals in His image, then finally created man and woman who would become the first human ancestors, Adam and Eve from the Bible. After giving them the period of growth, our Creator waited for the day when they could perfect themselves. However, Adam and Eve, who were supposed to become the first human ancestors, lost absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience due to the fall, resulting in mankind constantly unable to enjoy freedom due to today's war and conflict. Heavenly Parent is the same from beginning to the end. He is omniscient and omnipotent. Therefore, while going down the arduous and difficult history of searching for true parents who can become the human ancestors and uphold the principle of creation that God established, He selected the people of Israel and began the work of the providence of salvation. First, He began the work to restore the lineage lost from the fall, and after 4,000 years, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, whom He could call His Son, was born. But the nation of Israel, Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, and Judaism, did not know the true nature of Jesus. Moreover, because they did not know the nature of the Creator, they ultimately committed the mistake of sending Jesus Christ, who should have become the true Father of mankind, to the cross. As you know from history, the Israelites were left with an indemnity to pay and were left as a nationless people for 2,000 years. During World War II, 6 million people were massacred. However, the reality is that the Israelites to this day are unaware of why such a thing happened. What you need to know here is that God created man and woman in His image. The only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, whom they sought, was found, but the only begotten daughter did not appear. The only daughter could not be born from the Israelites, who did not fulfill their responsibility because they still had to pay indemnity. So, in search of a new, chosen people, Heaven gave birth to His only begotten daughter on the Korean Peninsula in 1943. The birth of the only begotten daughter had to occur through the Christian cultural sphere. At that time, before the end of World War II, Korea was centered on Pyongyang, and when Presbyterian Church in the United States was actively developing a spiritual movement, the appearance of the Second Coming of the Messiah was held centered on Pyongyang by famous and representative pastors in Korea. While believers became aware of this end and were preparing to receive the Messiah through the spiritual group, what Christianity needed to know was that when Jesus died on the cross, He said that He would come again to hold the marriage supper of the Lamb. This means that the motive for the return of the second advent must be the birth of His only begotten daughter. In the face of such historical reality, although the people at that time did not know for sure, testimonies of famous pastors at the time declared that I was born, and that through many spiritual organizations and people, I could bring about the completion of the providential history that Heaven desired on the Korean Peninsula. Even with the fact that the only begotten daughter was born, unfortunately, the situation in Korea at that time was divided into North and South Korea, with democracy and communism in conflict with each other after liberation in 1945. Heaven knew that I could not stray in the North, so I had to move to the South. He guided us down the path because He knew that there would be a turmoil in 1950, and at that time, the South Korea democracy was not in an environment where it could stand up to North Korea's communist ideology. So he created the miraculous United Nations, which could not have happened at that time. 16 countries participated to protect democracy in South Korea. Considering the principles of creation that had been established, a period of growth was necessary, and the completion of the providence could only be achieved if I survived. Moreover, at the age of 6 or 8, I was not prepared to receive the providence. So heaven sent good young people, those around the age of the stage before the fall, from 16 countries of the United Nations to Korea in order to protect the only begotten daughter. I understood the providence of heaven, and God told me it could not be delayed any longer. I know there were many difficult circumstances at the time, but I decided that I would fulfill my responsibility in front of heaven's wishes. And in 1960, I took the position of true parent. Because of this, the first generation, your parents, were blessed to give birth to you, the second generation. Therefore, you, the second and third generation, stand as sons and daughters of the only begotten daughter, true parents, and true mother. Here, it is the wish as the only begotten daughter, true mother, and as Wang Oma that you, as pure one, grow well as leaders of all kinds who can spread the dream of heavenly parent on earth in the future. Unlike the human ancestors of the past, who failed to fulfill their responsibilities in front of the Creator, you must absolutely become one with Wang Oma through absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. Thus, Wang Oma established all the conditions for expanding the realm of environment of the Chonoguk era and established Chun Wang Gun, where you can actually attend Heavenly Parent on Earth. From now on, Heavenly Parent, together with true parents, will be there for you, the beloved second and third generation. I hope that all of you will become victorious in expanding the heavenly world on Earth of one family, and that the Heavenly Parent can fulfill his dream that he has longed for. However, due to 6,000 years of ignorant humankind, this earth, originally created by Heavenly Parent, has suffered a lot of damage from humans, and today, due to severe climate change, heavy rains, forest fires, tornadoes, you will know that many lives should exist together in heaven on earth are dying, creating many indescribable problems. Regarding the question of how we can rebuild this earth to its original state of serving our Heavenly Parent, you must become skilled on every level, and sincerity, effort, and wisdom, so that you can overcome all these difficulties and create a beautiful earth. I hope that you will be able to create it back to its original form. How great it would be if we could create an environment where the current 8 billion people could attend our Heavenly Parent overnight. In order to do so, today, where we live in the era of one using all these machines of civilization, your wisdom and your efforts will become the central figure in creating a realm of environment in which even one-third of the world's humanity can attend Heavenly Parent in a short period of time. I hope it happens. To do that, you must know for sure who you are. Because there are many cloudy waters in the world, you must know your identity, and know that your responsibility as pure water is to walk straight ahead without interference from those around you towards the wider world. If pure water becomes stagnant, it will eventually become rotten water and will become useless beings. So I hope that you will all walk straight towards the new, unified world with true parents. Now you all have a responsibility. America cannot become a country where only America prospers. It should become an America that can embrace its siblings from all over the world. Through all of you, you have to make it clear to the American political, economic, and all, although they may not know it, there is a direction and purpose prepared by heaven. You all have a responsibility. America cannot become a country where only America prospers. It should become an America that can embrace its siblings from all over the world. Through all of you, you have to make it clear to the American political, economic, and all, Although they may not know it, there is a purpose prepared by heaven, but you must enlighten those who are not aligned in that direction and educate them so that they can become the heavenly United States that can fulfill its responsibility. Do you understand? Now that I see you all today, I am very pleased. I see such hope that my dreams of 60 years will blossom through you. I will always be your Wang Oma, whether you are second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth generation. I love you. Thank you.